Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right, this is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
What is up, guys? It is episode 538 of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast.
Yeesh.
We're into deer season, Eric.
That's right.
Doug, we're into deer season.
We're here.
You're supposed to say, that's right, Curtis.
It's time.
Supposed to, that's right, Curtis.
Curtis, it's time.
It is time. We're coming. So it's just us.
Just the boys.
There's no agenda. This is kind of an active BS session. Not a ton to update anybody with from deer season at this point. That doesn't mean we haven't killed something by now. We just don't know because we're not seeing into the future.
That's right.
Deer season's a little weird. They might be, we're going to become more like to the day of recording. So as we get moving along, but still early, man, still early.
It's an important time of the year.
Yeah.
Stay positive.
Quick. I want to run through our partners. I don't want to beat anybody to death every episode. We've been covering them pretty well. So I think you guys deserve a quick batch of the partners, and thank you for supporting our partners. We see it big time through messages and emails and social media and stuff. Yeah. Elite Archery, big time. Huntworth, Scent Crusher, Old Barn Taxidermy, Loophole, Trophy Line, Spy Point, Camo Fire, Novix, Thermoseat, Victory, Grizzly, Coolers and Box Blinds, Slick Trick, Pull Back and Let Go, Combination Creative, and new to that list is Dialed Archery. So,
wait a minute.
Thank you all for supporting these great brands. We're very proud of this collection of great companies that are willing to work with us. As we just got a 1-star rating, I believe through iTunes, that we're foul-mouthed and they can't believe that anybody would be willing to work with us or endorse us. Well, you know what? Fuck you. That's what I got to say to that.
Fuck off.
And that's just the reality of it.
Eat shit.
That's just what we do. We're just talking how everybody talks on a job site. Hey, anybody that's like, I don't like your custom, like, you've never worked a blue-collar job.
Hey, you know what? I bet that guy's a 1-star at parties.
That dude doesn't even know what a party is.
He's never been to a party, probably.
Here's the thing. that person, no matter what they think about anybody else in the outdoor industry, they would be shocked if they hung out with them.
Oh, 100%.
They've never been to an ATA show.
No, they haven't.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
Yeah. Don't be such a sus. Know what the kids say?
Fucking nerd.
I don't know.
Isn't that what the kids
say? I don't know the new lingo.
Yeah. So, Doug, you want to read a veteran shout out?
Yeah.
After all those F words?
Yeah.
He's going to try.
I'm going to try my best. This one's submitted by Matt DiLorenzo. Son of a bitch. All right. We're back. The veteran is Stony Clements. Says he's in the Army. Oh, my name is Matt DiLorenzo. It's like Lorenzo, but with a D-E in front of it. DiLorenzo?
Sure.
I like that.
I'm a 14-year disabled Army combat veteran who has been hunting and fishing his whole life. I was born to the industry and family and have been guiding fly fishing and upland hunting trips since high school.
Wow, very cool.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, I live in the shitty deer hunting state of New York. And although I am a diehard deer hunter, good opportunities are limited because of the fact of that most of these yahoos out here will shoot anything that moves. I was asking on Facebook about hunting lodges to check out, and my old buddy Stony Clements, also an Army veteran and Purple Heart recipient.
Also a badass name.
Dude, Purple Heart is different too. What a badass. Went out of his way to invite me to the great state of Wisconsin to hunt the rut. Not only did he invite me, knowing I've been struggling, he put me in his best stands on his best farms. Put me on his own target buck. Wow.
That's a stinking guy. Oof. I am not that good of a person.
Fed me, housed me, and welcomed me like family. When I miss an opportunity and skipped an arrow off his main target buck's back, he offered me to stay longer to get the job done, and a week-long trip turned into two. 2 weeks with someone staying at his house that he hasn't seen in years, eating his food, taking up space, and shooting his own deer. Not only is this dude a true American hero, he went out of his way to help a fellow bow hunter find their own way.
Mm.
This guy not only served his country in combat, he came home and became a supervisor at the VA, where he helps vets every day, and in his spare time, mentors fellow veteran bow hunters. They don't make people like that.
That's a rare human being right there.
That's an awesome human being right there.
This guy sounds like a badass.
Every veteran shout out we get, I'm like, I wish I knew people this cool.
Right? It's Tony Clements. What a name.
That is a name.
That's a sweet name. Clemens?
Clements. I hope that's right. Clements.
Let me read it.
Well, we all know Doug can't read.
Clements. Yeah. That's cool.
Purple Heart Cyprian, too.
Even Matt's last name looks badass.
How about saying it right?
It's like how proud of parents they must have. They're like, we named our kids like badasses, and they were badasses.
They turned out to be badasses?
Yeah.
It didn't turn out to be turds?
They didn't turn out to be us?
Bunch of fucking soft-bellied susses.
Well, hey, shout out to both of them guys.
Yeah, shout out to both.
Cheers, fellas. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you both for your service.
You guys are badasses.
Okay.
We got somebody at the door. I got to go get them.
Oh, really? All right. Thank you for spending those guys.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck this season. And that's awesome. That's all I got.
Cool. All right. I'm going to go get the door. Entertain the people, guys.
So, hey. Doug.
I just wanted to do the same thing.
So.
So,
Eddie. My name's Eric.
Eric. I'm Doug.
You been out yet?
Hunting?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Not once?
Uh-uh. I have nothing ready.
Nothing? You don't have any of your equipment ready?
I don't know when this launches. I probably haven't hunting by the time this launches.
Well, in podcast land, you haven't been hunting yet.
No.
Why not?
Life, you know?
I've been out, man.
You've been out in the town?
No, out in the timber.
I know.
Yeah, I ain't eating this chip.
You see anything?
Yeah. Yeah, all the bucks.
All of them?
All of them.
You didn't get one, though, yet.
No, not yet. I just haven't chosen the right one yet.
That's good. Because you've been practicing eating spicy stuff because you eat that chip?
I don't eat that chip. You're eating
about to
chip.
Have this press conference?
It's about to go down, bro.
That chip's going in and around your mouth.
Paul Soretta just walked in.
Hey, Paul.
How are we doing?
Hi, Paul.
Get that mic. There you go. Did you see anything hunting?
I did not. Just I had a squirrel that sat from here to there for me.
You should have grabbed by its throat.
I thought about it, but he wasn't tripping at all.
There's a gnat in here. Did you get him?
I got a fly.
Good. You did get it?
I did.
Good work, buddy.
Just like the big buck I'm going to get
Did you eat it? Like the chip you're going to eat?
Bigger than Eric's. Let's talk about this. This is real, pretty much real time. Like this weekend, there's a cold front coming in, watching DeerCast. Everybody knows about the chip bet. Yep.
Hey.
Are we going to have this press conference right now?
Game on. That's right.
Are we having a press conference?
We're doing it right now.
I mean, it's not on video, but.
That's all right.
All right, boys. Let's get into this.
So all I know
fuck
is
you, Eric.
All I know is
quick background for people who don't know. One day, Eric was. Were you drinking? You were drinking.
He's been drinking.
Eric was drinking.
I wasn't drunk. I was just drinking.
And he got confident, and he decided to make Doug the bet that whoever that he's going to kill a bigger buck, and then because of that, Doug will shoot the lesser buck, and then Doug will have to eat the Pacquiao chip or whatever they call it.
Yep.
Which is like insanely hot. They sell it at Casey's. It's sending people to the hospital. It's that hot, I guess. And Doug said, I'll take that bet. And now they're in the middle of this feud. And this is going before Africa. Like, that's how long this has been going. So, quick catch up for everybody who might not know. And right now, we're hunting season is open. At the time of recording, it's been open 6-7 days.
That's right. Doug hasn't even been out yet at the time of recording.
You haven't hunted one time yet?
Not yet.
All right. Here, I'm going to be the moderator. Paul, you can be like... Yep. You can be one of the moderators as well. Eric, I got to ask you.
Time out. Paul.
Yes, sir.
Who's your vote for first? My guy.
To win or to lose?
To win.
You got Doug to win.
I do.
I'm neutral on this.
That's his spot.
I can't pick sides because I have to deal with these children. And I'm the moderator. I can't pick a side.
No, you can't. How
silly would that be? It's like the judge.
Doug must take on Paul.
Okay. Paul's kind of like the leaning one way moderator. I got to ask, Doug, you took this bet.
I did.
And I want to know, and you took it with confidence, and you still kind of have like a swagger in your voice when you say, I did, even.
Yeah.
Why the confidence, and what are you going to bring to this fight this fall?
I mean, do we need to pull out the resume? Eric has never once killed a bigger buck than me.
Ever?
Ever.
All right, Eric, what is your biggest buck?
He can't even say he's too embarrassed.
The one out here, 150 something, some change.
Okay.
I measured it. I should remember, but I measure a lot of deer for you guys. 52?
152, yep.
Something like that?
Somewhere in there.
It's a good buck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good buck.
Respectable.
Enough to win the chip challenge.
I don't think that's enough to win.
I don't think so.
What's your biggest buck, Doug?
176.
It's big, but we're talking about this year.
We're talking about this year. The past years don't fucking matter.
No, that's a good
Eric,
point.
Why do you have so much confidence?
Why are you so confident?
I mean, look at the last couple of years because Doug has known narcolepsy.
That's a fact.
Very true.
Yeah, those are actual real life facts.
That's not.
You can't deny
it. It's not
it,
a
Doug.
Proven.
That's
it's not
medical.
It's not been medically diagnosed.
No, but it has.
With my medical,
you were asleep when it got diagnosed.
With my medical experience, you're diagnosed.
See, we got a doctor in here.
What?
Yeah.
My medical experience.
You're an EMT, aren't you?
Paramedic. Yeah.
You didn't tell work, did you?
Yeah.
Well, does he have?
No.
Thank God.
I just wake you up when I stop by.
Okay. Narcolepsy. It's a fact.
So he has narcolepsy.
Facts.
He's busy watching birds.
True.
That's a point in Eric's pocket there. That's
and he not sent my us fault. A video of a fucking 150-inch A-pointer walking 10 yards from him last year.
158.
All right.
160-inch A-pointer.
Okay.
You did redeem yourself.
I did kill that deer.
Okay, guys. All right. We got to break this down here. As the moderator in charge, what I got to ask, you know, most times we all want mature deer, right?
Yep.
And is this going to be, are you guys wanting to take this fight to the deep end? Is this going to be a 5-round title fight where, you know, you guys are going to be passing those 150 bucks, hoping for that 160 plus, the 165 plus back into the depths of January, into the late season if you need to be? Or is the strategy to kill the first mature heavy time buck that you think can pull it home? I mean, what's the strategy? Are you going for the short game knockout? Or are you going for the long game decision at the end of this whole season fight? Eric, we'll start with you.
I'm going short game, man. I've already been out 5 times, so.
You're going short game.
I'm going short game. I'm going to get this done, and he's going to eat that chip.
Okay, so that being said, is there any concern that you might shoot a 145, a 143, a 140 class buck, even though he might be mature, but might not score as high? Are you still going to hold that same confidence now knowing that you killed first and that Doug has that in his pocket to weigh out to know what to pass?
100%.
You're going with that confidence?
Yep.
Okay.
Confidence is key, boy.
What are you saying to that, Doug?
I would like him to do that, actually. I would like you to shoot a bug first just so I can do my thing and
then
just kill
a bigger
one. Then
you know the bar.
Hmm.
So you know where the bar's at or what?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
That doesn't worry
I'm going for like third round knockout.
Third round knockout. Eric's going for the first
round knockout. He's going to get winded.
I don't get winded.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
This is interesting.
I don't get winded.
This.
You're the one that gets winded. You fall asleep.
That's not being winded. That's just sleepy. It's a difference.
It's narcolepsy.
It's a knockout.
But I'm sleeping in the stand, so I'm not sleeping at home.
Do you feel like that's going to be your main advantage? What gives you the main advantage here, do you think?
My work schedule.
The resume, that's all he's got.
My work schedule helps a lot, too.
How so?
I get every other Friday off.
That does help.
And I get any holiday, you name it, I got it off.
Do you need me to donate you some leave?
Oh, you guys work together.
Well, the story, but you can't do that.
I know. You're not eligible yet.
You get in trouble.
Eligible yet.
We'll talk about that later. Okay. Break us down on a percentage-wise how confident you are, Doug. Like
how confident I am?
Yeah.
95%.
Damn. Eric, what about you, buddy?
95 and a half.
Okay.
You just Bob Barker'd me, you son of a bitch.
Hey, if that half percent gives me a fucking win, where I ain't got to get that chip, it's a half percent.
Do you feel like the underdog here?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You do feel like the underdog? Yeah. But I think
I got confidence, though.
Do you feel that because people... So, like, there's a weird thing with some polls we've done online. And this isn't being opinionated. This is just what the polls are saying. People think that Doug, because of his past resume,
100%.
Is going to win because Doug is notorious for killing the bigger deer between the two of you guys.
Yep.
But people...
Just big deer in general.
But people want to see Doug eat the chip more than they want you to see... More than they want you to see, see you eat the chip.
That's why I made the bet with him, because he thinks ketchup is spicy, so why wouldn't we have him eat the spiciest chip?
Moderator, that's not true.
I think judges...
Objection.
They say that's true.
That's true.
Judges...
So, I mean, why...
That's true.
Why wouldn't anyone want to see him eat the hottest chip in the world?
They're over there. Paul, judges?
You're right.
Okay.
See? Paul, what the fuck?
He's a doctor. Fuck off.
Not that fucking
He's a doctor. Government doctor.
Yeah. Close enough.
Yes. So, okay, I get that.
I think most people are pulling for me, not because they want to see me shoot a bigger deer, because they want to see Doug eat the chip.
Yeah, I think that is probably the main weight of it all.
And I hate to disappoint, but it is what it is.
There was, all right, and this is, again, just reading off what the people have said. There was some people pointing out that you killed your buck last year, Eric, out of a stand that Doug hung. Does that have any hindrance to you? Like, what would you say to those people?
No. I mean, I'll do it again this year if I have to.
I like that.
I mean, I can't stop him, so.
He can't stop me.
Okay.
But
technically,
if you remember our ritual of how we kill deer, I would have to kill first then.
Hmm.
Not if I get there first.
I'm just saying.
How are you guys going to dictate spots? If you guys are hunting the same spot, who dictates... Who goes in where? Is this Rochambeau? Is there a gentleman's?
Well, technically, it's his spot. So if he's sitting in there, if he has rights to it first.
Okay, respect.
Yeah, but we got...
That's the touch gloves here in this fight.
Other spots. I mean,
yeah, we got a million spots.
Okay. I'm liking this. I like Eric's confidence.
I know. He's so confident. I don't know why he's so confident.
Eric's got like a Nate Diaz, like cocky confidence, and you kind of have like a Conor McGregor, like I've already won confidence. And I'm wondering if... That's going to hurt you.
It won't.
Okay. It's your guys' postures are 100% to your argument.
What are my betting odds this year?
You've been betting well, but this ain't no flipping quarter, son.
If Eric wins this bet, are you going to be pretty embarrassed?
I'd actually be pretty happy for him, actually, to be honest.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
It's not the answer
I wanted.
But
you're going to lose.
That's not the answer we wanted.
That was pretty rude, so fuck you.
Okay, we're back on track. I like this. This is kind of fun.
I can't wait to be sitting there drinking a beer watching you eat a chip.
I'm not a betting guy on things like this typically because I put enough pressure on myself to try and just kill a good buck. So I don't like to add like another element of just like fuckery.
I'm not a betting guy either, but this guy over here has been making bets left and right.
The only time I took this bet when Steve bet me his turtle's life on me killing a bigger buck, and I'm like, I'll take that bet.
I think
bet.
Anyone would take that bet.
Yeah.
I would have taken that bet, too.
But Steve also called me out in, like, public.
That's true.
Like, we were on a podcast.
That was his mistake.
In front of a crowd.
Yeah.
Eric at least had the decency to do it at a bar.
Like, respectfully.
Yeah. Like a real man.
Like a real man calling out.
He wasn't all cocky in the live, like, podcast calling you out.
Yeah. Like, I had to take that bet.
You had to, yeah. Well, you're not taking it.
Well, it's Steve, too.
Where did I call you out on this?
The Depot.
Was it the Depot?
Oh. After the trophy line commercial thing we did.
Oh, really? You're right.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Paul, how are you feeling about it? From kind of like a third-party perspective, you're more of a consumer. You've been on a couple podcasts, but you're more of a consumer of WCBs. Mm-hmm. So your perspective is more third-party than mine would be even. Well, I want to hear you break this fight down.
I see Doug's history. I understand that.
Okay.
But with him, you know, saying ketchup gets him, I would really want to see him eat it in that aspect. But I'd like to see Eric shoot a big one this year. And I'm on the fence. I really am.
Okay.
Well, Paul, I love you, but if you think I'm going to eat the chip, you're wrong.
My big question is, what do you guys have for prospects outside of that location?
Valuable information.
Not size-wise, but do you have good prospects that you think will take it?
Yeah, you don't got to break down specifics, but...
Yep. That's all I got to say about that.
No, you got to elaborate.
Yep.
I do not.
You don't have anything better than what he's got?
No. If we're going from that...
From that one spot, I'd you guys are equal.
I see. Yes.
Okay, but... If we go off MRI, most recent information, are you still feeling confident about that big one? However big the X deer might be.
I like that. I like that.
I like that. I like
that's
it.
That's the thing. Since Velvet came off, I haven't seen him again. So, but he's there.
Because he's not there.
He's
you,
there.
You know from past.
He gone. He's two counties over.
He's coming back. He's come back.
When did you shoot yours last year? First week of November?
No, second week, I think.
When did you pass him? The week before that, then?
I passed him on a Monday, shot him on a Friday. The same week.
You got time for action to happen out there, too. So.
Oh, I got all his time, baby.
I got all the times.
Interesting.
Be a shame if you're... I shouldn't say.
Well, boys,
be sure if your kids start acting up around November.
Really acting out.
Doug does have an advantage, though, because he doesn't have a girlfriend anymore.
Oh,
I forgot. Throw that in the ring.
Oh. Sorry, I had to turn on my button.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh.
So when I pull this off, it's going to be in
this bet happened. Doug let her go.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
He didn't want to lose, so he broke up with her.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Listen, honey, you're taking up too much time.
No, that's not true.
No, she's a nice girl.
Yes.
You just made a mature adult move.
Mm-hmm.
No funny business, just being an adult.
Yep.
My props to you, buddy.
Thank you. But now, I'm going to kill a bigger buck than Eric.
You got more time on your hands.
Well,
one less thing to worry about. There,
time was not.
You don't
got to
worry about sinking your
time's
D.
Not an issue there, so we're good.
Okay.
Do you think having not have done that? Do you think that could have hindered your time?
No,
your time of field.
Nah, probably not.
100%.
Yeah, I hear you.
Too early.
I don't think it would have.
I think it would have. But I respect the decision. I respect your commitment to the craft of winning this bet so much. That
that's not true.
You broke someone's heart.
No, don't. It's not true. We're moving on. Moving on. Next question.
I don't know. Any further questions, Paul? I think this kind of sums it up. I mean, it's going to be a spicy one. I think you guys are both going to kill deer, but I'm wondering if it's going to be a close one.
It's going to be a fun season.
I think it might be.
Good thing. You know, I want to measure it.
A game of inches.
You're the official measure for this.
I wonder if I do it or if we have Bucky come do it.
Ooh. Bucky's got to come down and do it. Let's do a guest appearance. When we have both bucks here. We have a chip sitting in the middle. And Doug has to eat it.
I feel bad because, like, I don't think Bucky needs to be here when we have the two bucks here because, like, mine's going to be so much bigger. Like, you don't even... I mean... Your kid could decide for it.
I'm really wondering if it's going to be like like a 5-inch pole.
I'm just waiting for a phone call of Eric just like, oh, I shot a fucking monster.
He's 250, easy.
I just hang up.
Fuck, Doug, you're my ride.
I'll be over. God damn it.
He leaves me there.
No, that's fun.
We're like blood trail. I'm like, yeah, we should back out. There's no blood.
I got to ask you.
Where are you going to find him?
Blood trail. Ain't no blood.
The bloodbath in there. Where are you going to find this one?
Does eating the chip scare you at all, Doug?
Scare me? Yeah.
It does.
It seems pretty hot from the videos I've seen. I don't know. I've seen some people handle it like it was nothing.
The 2022 Carolina Reaper chip. One-eye watering, curse-inducing.
Well, it's only one-eye watering.
With the hottest peppers on the planet. We need the hottest one.
If it's anything like that pepper I fucking ate, it's going to suck ass.
I think it's going to be worse.
Oh, right here. This is what it is. Here's the challenge. If we're doing the challenge.
Oh shit.
Okay. How long? So we haven't really broke down the challenge, but if we're doing the chip challenge, how long can you last before you short circuit eating or drinking anything for relief? 1 minute, you're powerless. 10 minutes, you're powerful. 30 minutes, you're supercharged. 1 hour, you're invincible. So this right here, boys, we need to finish the last piece to this bet because...
This is going to be the,
how about
the challenge on top of the bet.
How about this? Can I set some ground rules? Let me throw the ground rules at the committee being all of us here.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to write it down. Chip challenge in my notes. So, whoever wins by, if you win by 5 inches, now we'll go 5 inches or less, it's a 1 minute. 10 inches, we go.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
30 inches. 30 minutes.
20 inches. 30. And 30 plus, which would be insane, is 1 hour. Does that scale make sense?
Of not eating or drinking.
No.
Nothing.
Dampeners on heat.
What happens if you break these rules?
Yeah, what happens if I need it?
$1,000.
Donated.
Can't do that.
Donated to charity.
I don't have $1,000 laying around.
I don't.
$500.
No.
You just don't eat anything and wait it out, and then you don't have to spend the money.
Who gives a... Not about doing that.
That's what makes the bet fun.
What if I die?
You won't. I'll be there.
You save money.
I don't know, man. I mean, after eating that pepper, I had to have something to drink. That's going to be fucking hard.
So, but this is pretty good because... This is fair because if you kill a buck, somebody kills a buck 30 inches bigger than the next person.
I think that would basically be someone killed one and the other one didn't.
Well, then that's...
I don't see 30 inches unless someone kills.
Well, then that's what we need to decide. If monster. Someone kills and someone doesn't, then we have to make a bet.
Then you mean you have to do the whole hour, I guess. I don't know. That's an hour seems very long.
And that was a long
time.
The
longest hour of your life.
But how?
I think 10 minutes is pretty long.
This is big, though.
It's going to be 10 minutes. That's going to be a long 10 minutes when you're fucking watching a clock tick down.
Yeah.
I feel like it sounds good on paper, but
so when
a person eats it, they're
going to... Okay, let's set the ground rules. You guys are both feeling confident, so why does it matter that much? I'm just asking from a moderator.
I'm just looking out for my boy.
Okay.
But you sound worried now.
No, I'm not. I'm just looking out for him.
All right, boys, we gotta come to a conclusion for this podcast pepper. Is over because it's crunch time. We're in the heat of it. Let's come to a bet. 5 inches or less. All right, let's go first. If someone kills and the other person doesn't, what are we going?
That's going to be an hour, right?
I say so, yes, but I'm not in the bet. Paul's nodding yes. I say yes because that's the ultimate knockout.
Mm-hmm. I think an hour is just very long.
It is long, but god damn would it get some views.
But who says that second person's not going to just go shoot a spike just to get So he shot something last minute, too.
Well, they'd still be 30 inches under.
Yeah, but you won't have the hours to have a half, just a half
no,
hour.
No, 30 inches are over an hour.
How about this? We'll do 20 inches, 30 minutes. 30 inches, we'll do 35.
So 35 is the longest we go?
Yep. Unless you, if someone doesn't kill one, then it's an hour.
All right, let's do that.
Fine.
Okay, so here's the ground rules. The chip challenge. Whoever loses, if they lose by 5 inches or less, they have to go 1 minute without water, beer, ice cream, food, or anything. 10 inches is 10 minutes. 5 to 10 inches is 10 minutes. I guess 6 to 10 inches is 10 minutes. 11 to 20 inches is 30 minutes. And then from there, 30 inches is 35 minutes. No, if someone doesn't kill, it's an hour. No food, drink, any extra supplements.
Do we do a side bet on top of this?
What's a side bet? Wait, we throw more bets on it.
Well, yeah. Like, so when Doug eats a chip, because he's not going to make it the amount of time, I get to trim your mustache.
Ooh. You're not touching the mustache.
That's, I just get to trim it. I'm not going to shave it off.
No, you don't get to touch it.
And if you don't...
You don't get to look at it. Don't even look at it.
If you don't commit to your time... There has to be a donation to charity.
Why?
There has to be a consequence if you don't follow through with your loss to your bet.
Fine, I'll donate $20.
Okay. And the podcast will double that.
I'll do $100.
Okay, and the podcast will double that to a charity.
Eric.
Okay. We'll do Catch a Dream.
Very nice.
Charity donation. And then we'll see. Maybe we can get some people to pile on that charity.
See how we get it? When everyone tunes in and watch Eric's eat the chip?
I ain't eating the chip.
It's going to be fun, man.
That chip is going
this is good.
Around your mouth.
No, it's not.
Well, I want to know some... Let's available in 10 packs.
What the fuck we need 10 for?
All right, that's for the shoot next year.
That's just a party.
One chip challenge.
Party pick.
Made with two of the spiciest chili peppers in the world, the Carolina Reaper pepper and Scorpion pepper. This straight from hell chip now turns your tongue blue as a badge of honor to prove you completed the challenge. Product available in U.S. and Canada only. We're unable to ship to
military addresses.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Or other international addresses. Promoted offers not valid. All right, we need a sponsor.
Wait, what did I? What was that freaking pepper?
That was a Scorpion pepper. So you're getting double dose of Scorpion and Carolina Reaper.
Ooh,
ingredients.
I'm not getting it. He's getting it.
There you go.
Ingredients.
You just said.
No, it was in general. It was this way. Blue corn, sunflower, and or safflower, Carolina Reaper pepper, Scorpion chili pepper, sea salt, and blue one.
There was a sea salt in there. That's
how many Scoville is it?
That's where it gets you.
Yep. Should we just buy it now, boys?
Yeah, let's go to Casey's.
Yeah, they're at every Casey's. I think Eric should buy it because he's going to eat it.
Wow. The podcast will buy it, all right? All right. The one chip challenge. All right. This is going to be quite the good time. I love the confidence, boys. And I love the back and forth. I hope you guys both kill big bucks. Is that Gary Busey?
It looked like him.
No, that does not look fun.
And you got to eat the whole thing.
We need people. We need a group of people. This is what we need. Groups of volunteers when we do the official inauguration of the One Chip Challenge on whoever wins or loses. We need a group of people willing to come to the studio, or maybe we'll have an alley party out back of the studio, that if you are so inclined, if you're Team Eric or Team Doug, then you eat the chip with whoever the loser is.
Oh, shit.
If your team loses, if you want in, you want to hang out.
Some people that jump in. We might have to buy the 10-pack.
Okay.
Or when Doug's team loses.
You need to buy the 10-pack for the
shit. Nah.
You bitch.
Team okay. Stash.
So
be sitting there drinking bees.
If
watching
you guys are in the area or close, when we do when season closes, this will probably be February-ish.
Unless we both kill really early.
Yeah, because it's archery only. You guys only can kill one buck with a bow in Iowa, right?
Yep.
So from now until February, depending on when all this ends, if you guys want to pick a team and be vocal about your team and want to come to the studio, maybe we'll do like an alley party. and because I don't want people puking hot, spicy hot shit in the studio.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we'll just have a party of just people having misery out back, depending on who wins or loses. So,
you mean when Doug loses?
Pick your teams.
And I win?
I got the Scovilles.
Eddie?
What is it?
All right, the Scorpion is 300,000. And, hold on, wrong tab. The Carolina Reaper, which I lost, was 1,200,000. And a jalapeno on average is 5,000 to 10,000.
So
I ate the hottest pepper on there already.
Yeah. But it's how much is on the chip. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah, 100%.
Do they have one pepper of worth of heat on the chip? Do they have five? Let's see. Pacquiao.
Doug's going to find out.
You can tell us when it's on your tongue.
Your tongue. Your blue-ass tongue.
No, your tongue's going to be so blue, it's going to be fucking terrible.
I'll
call you a Smurf.
Doug Smurf. Sounds good.
No.
Smurf Eric.
1.5 million Scoville.
Yeah, but that's not the chip, though. That's just
it is.
For the Reaper. That's just for Carolina Reaper.
Right. But they're saying that's what's on there.
Yeah, I know. But how much is on the chip? So it's saying that's what the pepper is.
But how much of a pepper? You know, is it just one bite of a pepper that's up when you weighed it?
I don't think it matters how much is on the chip. If it's just on the chip, it's that many Scovilles, right?
That's what I believe. That's what I was thinking.
Because if you eat the whole chip, it's on your tongue.
Yeah, but it's like, is there one or two peppers worth of it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It says 1.5 million Scoville.
I guess Eric will find out.
I ain't finding out, bro. I'm just saying right now.
Somebody's going to have a flaming ass the next
day. What are you saying?
Mark my word, you're eating the chip.
This one says it's 1.9 million.
What a bet.
We're going 1.9 million Scoville.
You want to bet?
All right. Well, that's interesting shit, boys. I best of luck to both of you guys. I hope you guys both kill.
I think it's funny because more than likely, we each got to help each other drag out the buck.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
Eat the chip on the challenge and drag out a buck.
Oh, fuck that.
Eric's going to walk up, see my buck. He goes, you can drag that out yourself. I'm out of here.
You got to get out of the woods.
What caliber of buck will make, like, all right, we'll go Doug first. Eric kills what size buck? What's making you go, oh, fuck?
What's a mustache saying for Eric? There you go.
I can make a prediction for him.
Wow.
103.
Hell yeah. I win.
Yeah, it's a possibility, I guess. I think Eric will kill his biggest buck to date, but it won't be enough.
I like it, though.
What size buck will make you go, shit?
Anything over 160.
Mm.
Okay.
I'll feel uncomfortable.
Wow.
That's fair. I would, too.
But not that uncomfortable.
Eric, what makes you get uncomfortable? What size buck?
Nothing.
Come on. There's something.
Shut the fuck
so
up.
Because
I'm
going
to win.
If he kills 190, you're like, I got this.
191, baby.
Eric's just making Play-Doh snakes.
190 and 4/8.
Yeah.
Easy.
It's a 250-inch deer.
Set the bar high, but it's not enough.
Again!
It's high, but not high.
What number makes you, like, realistically go, fuck? 55, I think, is where, like, the panic. No, that's the panic.
I'm going to go 160 also.
That's fair. Around. You're right in there.
Because, like, right around the 160 range, like, let's say he shot a 164, I did. A little hard to judge. You never know.
I think also
plus or minus on there.
If each of you get a mature buck, that's 150 or better, and you don't shoot it, I think you're really rolling the dice on this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, I think a mature buck that's 150, like a 10 or an 8 or whatever, you guys better be double lunging that SOB.
It's gonna be my arrow.
Both our bows are running hot too right now.
Running fast and smooth, like Doug likes his women. Fast, smooth, and screaming.
That's right.
No, and no to ketchup and spice. Ketchup's not spicy.
Doug thinks ketchup and spicy. No, he likes his women screaming.
No.
Like his bows, screaming.
I'm just saying, purple rain's coming in. Hey, forecast is calling for rain.
Damn, kind of like that.
You like that?
We need to make highlight.
I hope it does,
because
you ain't going to be out there in the rain.
Oh, I'll be out there.
No, you won't.
Mm-hmm.
Bet.
Me and Prince, baby.
Purple Rain. R.I.P.
What was that?
Oh, boy.
All right, this is fun. We've talked almost the entire episode about this bet, the press conference.
It wasn't really a BS session. It was just the competition.
Just shit talking over who's not going to eat a hot chip.
All right, Kurt. You heard everything.
Okay.
Who do you think?
I like an underdog. I do like an underdog. Everybody likes an underdog story. Now, I didn't say that I picked Eric by saying that. I say that Eric...
Put flex in.
Eric puts on a good sell. As a marketer for a fight, Eric's doing a pretty good job because...
Not good enough.
Everyone kind of wants to see the champion fall every now and again. But I'll tell you, I think...
I sold myself.
Eric's got the mindset to get it done. But what I like about it is you guys hunt one of the same areas. Mm-hmm. And that makes it really fun for this challenge. Like, I think if you guys didn't hunt the same areas, it might not be as fun.
Yeah.
Because, like, you guys have the opportunity to kill the same big deer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, most of the time we'll be going to the spot in the same vehicle. So,
yeah.
Talking shit the whole way there.
Yeah, so that's fun. I don't know where I'm leaning. Like, I think past resumes make me want to say, Doug, you're so confident, I'm worried that you're going to relax too much when Eric's feeling real feisty.
Hey. You saying I'm the hare and he's the turtle?
No, I'm not saying that.
Hey.
I'm saying it could happen. I've fist fought dudes that I didn't think were going to be that tough, and I got caught. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't getting caught.
I'm not saying I lost. I'm just saying I got punched really hard, and I was like, oh, fuck, I got to try a little harder.
Whoops. Oops.
Oops. Ouch.
The fuck was that?
My teeth. But that just means it's like, who's going to pull the trigger first? Like, is he going to pull you into deep water? Are you going to pull him into deep water? If Eric strikes first, you just know what you have to beat, or vice versa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's going to take it into deep water.
I'll be doing some math.
Maybe.
But that could also put him in a spiral, which it's going to be like, ooh, is that the buck bigger than his?
Here's another rule. We can't measure a deer until the other person is killed.
I like that.
Yep.
No official.
That's
100%. That's actually, write that down. That's a good one.
Can't measure until both kill.
Doug, if 155 walks by on Saturday, are you going shooting it? Are you letting
this Saturday?
Yep. Too early.
Nah, he can walk.
155?
Yeah.
Not me, boy.
Nope. I got big plans.
All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Not big enough, bro.
Are you Team Eric or are you Team Doug? Let us know in the comments of this episode when it's posted. We want to see what you have to say. And we might invite you to the studio to drink beer. That might be a fun listener party. Maybe we'll select 20 people to come to the studio, drink beer with us. We'll have a party.
That would be pretty funny to see.
And we'll
a
see
whole
if this
team of people
out.
Eat a gym and die together.
20 people die. Yeah. Mass murdering from Pacquiao Chip at the
New Windsor, Illinois. Mass murdering.
Oh, gosh.
Self-induced.
Self-induced murder. Oh,
we'll
suicide.
We'll have to sign some waivers.
Yeah.
Eric's team, I mean.
Are you Are you two chasing bucks anywhere else besides Iowa?
No.
Just Iowa.
Okay.
No, because we already made that.
Well, the agreed. Rule is...
We already made the agreement.
The rule is archery Iowa bucks
yes.
only.
Okay, sorry. Forgot that.
Yeah, no giraffes.
No giraffes.
And that does not help you in any way.
I killed a giraffe, bro. It's pretty cool.
No, you did, but it doesn't help you.
It does help.
Good job. That's over and done with.
Yeah, we're talking about pass. Like Doug's resume. Sorry, Doug.
I feel bad. You came here and talked all that shit just to eat a chip.
Is either one of you guys going to feel bad for the other person?
No.
No.
All right. Let's wrap this up, boys.
It'll be funny as shit, though.
Let's wrap this up, boys.
Either way, it's going to be funnier than shit.
This is going to be a good time. I'm excited. I'm glad we had some opportunities to do the press conference. We have some good episodes coming. We have some big schedules on the way. We got some busy weeks coming.
Yep.
A lot of people coming to the studio. The last week and first 3 weeks of November, there's going to be people literally living at the studio.
It's going to be wild.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. There's going to be someone here every night.
Yeah.
From like October 20th to like firearm season here in Illinois. So, turned into quite the hunting camp.
Fun times.
I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be like kind of like growing up, you know, hunting camp.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, so hunting season is here. Best of luck to you guys. be safe if you're saddle hunting, if you're tree stand hunting, wear your harness, wear a lifeline, wear a lineman's belt, do your thing. But have fun. Don't let big deer stress you out. Roll with the punches. Don't let big deer stress you guys out.
And come eat the chip with Eric.
Paul, what do you got?
I'm going to follow Clint on this one. Don't fucking settle.
Don't settle. The 2022, whatever fucking year it is, fall Pacquiao chip press conference is officially in the books. Hope you guys had fun. This was a BS session turned press conference. We appreciate you guys. Get on Patreon. I think we're going to do a Patreon live podcast right after this. We're going to try and do those more often. We're getting better at them. So thanks for our extra support there. We appreciate the fuck out of you guys. You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you. Later.